Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Definitely human.
That's depressing.
Verily. We've been wandering this godforsaken land all morning, across dismal moor and stinking marsh, in search of chivalrous adventure. And the first person we meet is hanging from a tree.
There's not even a sign around his neck. How are we supposed to know what earned him his fate?
Oh, could have been anything with these backwards peasant folk. Likely invented a meal with more than one colour in it. Bah, let it not dampen our spirits, Lucian. Onward, into this foreboding forest, for chivalry!
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 The way, Gorvenal. I am merely a witness to your glory. This quest is yours, and it is close to completion. I know it.
Indeed. But do not downplay your role, good sir. Already you and I have slain a great and mighty beast together.
Just so. The second largest goat I've ever seen.
And we have saved a farm from bandits.
I don't care what those peasants said. It was clever of us to use fire.
I need only one more great deed to prove my worth to Lady Gwendolyn. And if the tales are to be believed, we shall find what we are searching for in these dark and presumably treacherous woods.
Still, I would have liked some horses for this. And a servant or two.
Nay, Lucian, nay!
Are you doing a horse voice?
I'm saying nay. My noble exploits must be achieved at a disadvantage, as proof of my heroism. Lady Gwendolyn was quite clear about that. Ah, it will all be worth it when I see her smile again. It is like staring into the sun itself.
Painful?
Humbling.
Is this maiden really so fair?
Fair? Her eyes are more lovely than a night's canvas of stars. Deepest black, yet alive with shimmering light. Her lips are red and full like wine, and her hair oft falls freely about her shoulders with careless grace.
So she has eyes, lips, and hair. Impressive.
Ah, you mock, but you do not understand. All beauty pales in comparison to her. She makes roses look like nettles. She makes gold look like stone. She makes the moon look like a big shit.
Huh.
Ah, Lucian, you are like a brother to me, yet I would cut out your heart and throw it to a pack of rabid dogs, would it please her?
How touching.
But you must understand my passion. Surely even you know what it is to love.
I take umbrage with your use of even you in that sentence. And, believe it or not, love doesn't come naturally to us all. Wait, look at this. There are words on this tree.
Ah, 'tis a message. No doubt a romantic declaration by some young sweethearts.
Be thee afflicted by dark magic. Seek out the crone of Wormhill Hollow. Look for a crooked door.
Ah. Well, always good to have a crone about.
Is it?
Sure. Why, she could help you with your love problem. There's probably an ointment or something.
I know how to love. To love is simple. To be loved in return, not so much.
I see. You are unlucky in love.
Exactly.
Because of your disfigurement.
What?
The hideous scar across your face. Doubtless it frightens the fairer sex.
My scar? Is it that bad?
No?
God's teeth! That hadn't even occurred to me.
Think nothing of it, Lucian.
This explains so much.
It is barely visible. A mere trifle, really.
You called it hideous.
Gentle mockery, that is all. Brotherly banter. Peace, Lucian. Love will find you too one day. You're still young, right? You have all the time in the world.
Governor, that cave.
Yes, a cave. Like a yawning mouth, as deep and black as the devil's arse.
So it's like a mouth and an arse.
That's the devil for you. Nasty stuff. A witch lives here, I know it. Look, strange markings on the rocks, ominous candles, pagan artifacts, toadstools, pine cones. This is classic witch stuff.
Slaying a witch is a fine quest.
Indeed it is. No doubt she has cast her evil spell over this land, poisoning the soil, withering the crops, and turning simple animals into goblins and trolls. Which would explain that ugly horse I saw this morning.
Again, I think that was a cow.
We must put a stop to this foul pagan, Lucian, for the sake of the good people of this land, and more importantly, for Lady Gwendolyn.
Then let us light a torch, and go forth, and do our godly duty for chivalry!
Wait!
Chivalry!
Hang on! I need to say the thing.
Oh, right. Of course.
I do this noble deed in the name of Lady Gwendolyn of Cornwall. She who is resplendent in her angelic beauty. She who is powerful in her graceful purity. She who is the brightest star that guides my heart home.
Finished?
Yes. Thank you. And thank you for accompanying me on this quest, Lucian.
It is nothing. Good to get out and about. Governor?
Yes?
What are we walking on? What crunches beneath our feet?
Roots? Dead leaves? Dry branches and sticks?
Guess again.
Gah! Bones! A bed of bones! Oh, that's horrible!
That is a lot of skulls. This witch must be very powerful indeed to have slain so many.
Ah! Worry not. These are only children's skulls. Likely the witch is not strong enough to prey on big men like us.
Phew! That is a relief.
I think this is it.
So... nobody here.
Days! Come for my trinkets, have you?
God's
off! Oh. Get him off me!
Release him, you hag! Oh! Ow! Ow!
Oh. Welcome to my kitchen, travellers. Won't you stay for dinner?
Governor, unsheath your blade!
I'm trying! Curse this ornate buckle and the wretched wench you gave it me!
Ha! That was a gift from your aunt!
Yes, yes, I know!
She is like a mother to you, raised you as her own!
All right, you have shamed me, Lucian. I take it back. This is a very stressful situation.
Now you'll see what I do to sneaky little...
What's happening?
Oh, my heart! My poor heart!
What did you do?
Nothing.
Oh, it's too much. Oh, you've killed me, you idiots. From these days forth, until your ends, ye shall win no art and make no friends.
She's rhyming. That's not good.
Oh, no. Stop that. Stop it!
I'll curse ye with mayhem, misfortune, and gloom.
Now, come on!
And pain, misery, madness, and doom!
She's dead.
Oh, well, that's just great, isn't it? We're cursed! Cursed men! Cursed with... with misfortune and misery and all those other things. So many things.
Yeah, this is one of the worst days of my life. Top 10, at least.
We must find a wise woman, a helpful crone to lift the curse. But where? Ha ha! Ha 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 ha!
Gorvenal?
Don't you see? The Lord is watching over us. The words upon the tree, Lucian. There is a crone in these very woods. Oh, what providence! What incredible fortune!
Ha! Ha ha, yes! It is almost suspicious.
Ha ha! Come! We make for Wormhill Hollow!
Well, that's a crooked door, all right.
Well, it is all crooked, and by far the ugliest hovel I have ever seen. Truly, it is almost worse than the cave. Come, let us make ourselves known.
I can see you, strangers.
Ah, wise woman, we seek your counsel. Please permit us to enter your charming abode.
First, you must pay the entrance fee.
Right. What do you want?
What have you got?
Let's see.
Yeah. Got a couple coins.
A bit of cheese.
Small towel.
Put them in the box.
All right.
Oh, come in, come in.
1,000 thank yous.
I'm not sure about this, Gorvenal. This crone seems a bit witchy to me.
Don't be absurd, Lucian. She is completely different in every way.
Welcome to my kitchen, travellers. Won't you stay for dinner?
I take it back. What a gracious host.
Oh, gentle crone, we beseech you. Work your ancient but presumably Christian magic upon us. We are cursed men.
Cursed, you say? How so?
We chanced upon a wicked witch in a cave to the west.
Oh, I know her.
She was a monstrous creature. A crusty, pus-faced old hag.
My twin sister.
And yet beneath the hag face, I perceived a refined elegance and quiet dignity.
Yes, she's a bit strange, that one. The black cat of the family. Hides away in that horrible dark cave with her trinkets and animal bones.
Ah, they were animal bones.
Has a bit of a temper, as you know. Doesn't suffer trespassers. Sends many accursed folk my way. 'Tis good business, actually.
And you can help us, yes?
Mayhaps. Tell me the words of the curse.
Oh, 'twas something about not winning any hearts or making friends.
And there was misfortune and gloom.
Yes, and pain.
Misery,
madness, and doom. That's the one.
Oh, dear.
What?
Oh, my sister's really done a number on you boys.
Well, surely there must be something you can do.
Not me. But this curse can be lifted by true love's kiss.
Ah! Yes! Oh, perfect! This is perfect!
Oh.
What a result! I am saved! I shall return to Lady Gwendolyn at once! The light of my life shall bestow upon me a kiss most tender and pure, and this wretched curse shall finally be lifted.
Ah, good then. Problem solved.
Problem solved indeed. Thank you, crone. I couldn't have hoped for a better outcome. I mean, this is wonderful. We are blessed. Truly, we are... Oh, Lucian. I am so sorry.
It's fine.
Nay. My initial jubilation was premature. Forgive my thoughtlessness. Oh, sagely mother of the wood. Is there, perchance, an alternate way to lift this curse? For one such as my dear Lucian, who is simply too unlovable to kiss.
Thank you, Gorvenal.
'Tis nothing, brother.
There is one other way.
Yes?
Slay a dragon. And drink its blood.
I see. Great. Well, thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you.
Before you go, I would ask about my sister. 'Tis true we may not always see eye to newt, but blood is blood, is it not? How was she, apart from all the cursing? Did she seem well?
Alas, she is dead.
Dead tired. Yes. Ha ha. Very sleepy.
Aha. Rightly so. In need of an eternal rest.
A nap! Which she has taken. Yes. She is sleeping now.
Aye, she sleeps. Yet she shall dream no more.
Thank you for your hospitality, wise woman. We must now depart.
Yes. You shall most assuredly not see us again.
Much like your sister. I mean...
Fare thee well.
Yes, goodbye. Is she still looking at us?
Wait for it. Wait for it. Lick it, Mum! So, three noble exploits are thus completed. Our great adventure is over.
Yes.
Oh, do not be sad, Lucian. We have new quests ahead of us. I must travel to Cornwall and kiss the sweet, honeyed lips of the most beautiful woman on this earth. And you are to slay a dragon and drink its blood. For chivalry!
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 Definitely human.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from L.A. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.